Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO.
Way, way, way. All right. What a song that was.
That was Hanging Around by Counting Crows and Lasso by Phoenix.
Phoenix. We're finally okay. Here. Yeah, no, I gotta apologize for my tardiness. Sorry, 111. My secondary alarm didn't go off.
The backup one.
I probably should have gotten up for the first one, but I had a terrible night last night. So.
Well, what'd you do?
I have like a final paper due tonight, and I wanted to get a good start on it last night. I did. I wrote a couple pages, and I know the topics I'm going to hit today, which I'm going to have to go grind for like 5 hours after this.
CC.
But I just like couldn't focus, so I was like, I got to have a coffee.
No.
So I had coffee at like 9 p.m.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Dude, but I don't drink coffee ever. So it's like for someone who doesn't smoke weed, if they smoked for the first time in like a year, they get so hot.
Yeah.
Like I got so fucked up and so caffeinated. And I totally screwed.
So
me.
When did you?
And then I only worked for like 2.5 hours. I went home and I was just like
chilling.
I can't go to sleep. So I was up till. I stayed up till 4, and I probably couldn't.
Four.
I probably couldn't fall asleep until 6.
And you just woke up.
And I woke up at like 12:30, and then the second alarm was for 12:45, which
oof.
Failed.
Well,
but we're here now. It's 1:12, and you know, there's no place I'd rather be. We're getting great audio today. I don't know if it's the headphones or.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it sounds really crisp and clear. Maybe they fixed it all up.
Maybe.
Anyway, you're listening to Juan Chicken Tensors.
Yeah.
Is that what we're called?
Juan Chicken Tensors. It is 1:12. And guess what, Ben?
What?
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. You know how it is. The gods always bless us.
So many flowers.
Every Tuesday. It's crazy because last semester, what day were we last semester? I have no idea.
Like Wednesday? Thursdays, Wednesdays, I don't know.
Every Tuesday last semester sucked. I remember because I had 9 a.m. class every Tuesday, and it was always raining. And now we do the radio on Tuesday, and it's beautiful outside.
We make magic.
It's like Poseidon.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we make magic. We work with the Greek
Poseidon.
Gods. Yeah, Poseidon.
Poseidon would just make it rain, though.
No, but he's looking at us. He says, "Oh, Ben, I want you in the studio. Oh, no rain right. today."
He's like, "No." Wouldn't that be Thor? Though?
Does he do rain? Does Poseidon even do rain?
I don't think so. I think that would be
Thor.
But
Thor is not Greek. That's Norse.
No, Thor is. Sorry, Zeus. Not Thor.
Zeus
my
would
bad.
Do rain.
Yeah.
Well, he does light.
But he's a lightning, so I guess.
You ever read Percy Jackson?
Yeah, and not read. What, am I a nerd? No, I watch the movies.
There's only two movies, and they suck. The books are amazing.
There's a second one?
Yeah, it's terrible.
What?
It's terrible. The
I haven't
first
seen
one
it.
Was bad.
The first book one's series, pretty good. I like the first one.
I enjoy it, but it got trashed on.
Okay.
But the books are amazing. Anyway, yeah, they're making PSA before the real PSA later. They're making a new Percy Jackson reboot TV
what?
Show.
No.
Yeah, I think, I don't know with who, maybe HBO?
It's going to suck, probably.
I don't know.
Oh, HBO?
Kurosh and I were talking about it. We're looking forward. But it comes out in like next year.
HBO does very well with their shows.
I hope so, because they're also redoing Harry Potter, which I have, frankly,
what?
Very low hopes for.
You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, just leave it. It's perfect.
They're going
don't
to,
touch it.
Listen, there are things they can do. Because there's a lot. Did you read the books? Or no, because you're a nerd. You're
no,
not a nerd.
I'm not a nerd.
The books were amazing. The books are better.
I actually read a little bit of one of them, and I really one liked it. I was pretty hooked.
There's a lot of plot lines and stuff that goes on in the books that would be really cool to see in live action that we didn't. Like, there's content for them to do, but they're going to have to recast the main characters, which is just not
going
to be a good
if
thing.
If they don't, yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to be a good thing.
Like,
and there, this is a more...
It's a horrible idea.
This is a more politically correct time.
Yeah.
They're going to just have to change the characters in ways that are not truthful to how it is, you know?
Oh, well. Well, speaking of movies, you know who is the artist behind this background music?
John Williams.
Yeah, but not the John Williams we know.
Oh, no way.
I was looking for music, and I see John Williams, but it's this old folk with the guitar.
Oh, well,
John Williams.
Shout out to John Will, both of them.
I think if your name's John Williams, you're automatically great at music.
You gotta be.
You gotta be.
I don't think I've ever met a John Williams in my life, but
that wasn't good at music. Well, no.
Well, I just haven't met any.
So it still stands.
John Williams. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, jinx.
Double jinx.
What? No, I said it first. Get out of here.
I said it second.
All right. Anyway, this next song is by the band Strfkr. That is Strfkr. And the song is called Ronald Gregory Eriksson II. Have you heard
of
it?
Wow. That's a crazy name.
It's a pretty cool song, too.
Who the hell is that?
And the album name is called Starfucker.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Enjoy. This is Ronald Gregory Eriksson II.
Let's go. Well, that was just some fantastic singing, am I right?
Yeah.
That was terrific.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was great. Sorry, we forgot there were almost no words in that song, but just, I hope you enjoyed it. It's very vibey. You
know, at least we're back under the sea now.
Now we're back under the sea.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Since we visited, what is it, Bikini Bottom?
Bikini Bottom, yes.
Bikini Bottom.
What did you call it in Spanish?
Bob Esponja.
Yeah, what did you call Bikini Bottom? How would you even...
Oof. I don't know, actually.
What is bikini?
Bikini is... just bikini is like right. Swimsuit, right?
And what is booty?
Booty, it's culo.
So bikini culo?
Culo bikini.
Okay. All right.
Culo de bikini.
All right, we're going to roll with culo de bikini. That's...
we're back in culo de bikini. Anyway. So any news? We're fully unprepared.
Dude...
as per usual.
Yeah, in the next... well, how many more shows do we have? Two or three?
At least one.
At least one? I thought we had at least two.
Well, next week is the last day of like classes, and then it's final. So I'm assuming
this isn't gonna end when class ends.
I assume this doesn't end until we dip, but I don't know. Maybe.
I'm assuming we have two.
I'm assuming we have two, three. I don't know.
All right, one of the next two.
Hopefully, the next one, and we get our shit together.
Hopefully, however, I have a final paper due on Tuesday. One of the next two will be our coveted conspiracy episode, which will be world renowned. We'll highly advertise it, and it'll be very educational.
I mean, we've been highly advertising it for the past.
Yeah, but that's just to
months.
Our frequent listeners, who we love and cherish.
Yeah, we love you.
But we're gonna we're expecting several tens of thousands.
We want to break listeners. The record of most online listens.
Spread the word. I mean, it's tough because we can't really make any promises about when it's gonna be.
Let's make a solid promise. Do you think we can do it next week?
I don't think so.
Do you think we can do it the week after?
Yeah,
the week after.
Definitely. Because we don't have
finals.
The thing is, I have a final paper due Tuesday, and I gotta write it all Monday. So I don't know when we're gonna plan it on Monday.
Oh, it's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty free, so. Anyway. Let's talk that.
We'll talk about it later, but spread the word. Tell your friends.
Yeah. So that was Ronald Gregory Erickson II by Sturfugger. Sturfugger. S-T-R-F-K-R.
Yeah, Sturfugger.
Yeah, fully didn't think that was fully just instrumental. But yeah, and you know the other band, Phoenix? Did you know they're French?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I did not. I mean, I obviously know them from the hit song Listomania.
Listomania and 19... What is it? 1918, something like that.
Oh, that's the book. You ever read that book?
No.
1918?
Something like that. 1901. There you go.
Shucks. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. I had no idea they were French. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's a French band. You know who's also French? Daft Punk.
Jacques.
No, okay. who's Jacques?
No, there's got to be some French dude named Jacques.
Maybe one of the Daft Punk people is called Jacques. Jacques. Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques
that's
Cousteau.
The chef from Ratatouille.
Oh yeah.
Chef Cousteau. You know, one of my favorite commercials growing up was, I don't know if you ever got to see this in Miami, that foreign place.
Oh please.
The Chef Boyardee commercials.
What's Chef Boyardee?
Oh,
is
no
way. Is that the little
way.
Chef, the little white chef?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
In the cans, like
yeah,
cans
yeah,
of soup
yeah.
and stuff. And yeah. it'd be the little kid in the store, and he'd be like, Mom, can we get Chef for dinner? And she'd be like, no, honey, not tonight. And he'd go every time, but I love Chef. And then the mom would like lead him away, and he wouldn't let him buy the Chef Boyardee. Meanwhile, the can would fall off the shelf, start rolling through the stores, rolling through the entire city to get to the house, roll up onto the steps,
oh,
and right to the guy. And they're just like, oh, no way, Chef is here.
Chef.
Genius. Whoever came up with the Chef Boyardee commercials back in the day, absolute genius. I can't say I've ever had Chef Boyardee, but it certainly made me like the brand.
Good branding.
That's my take.
Horrible product.
Isn't
that
No,
good? I'm kidding. No. I If it's the thing you're talking about, I've had their croissants.
No, I don't think they have.
Yeah, and like the cans, isn't
no,
that?
No, that's Pillsbury, or no, Pillsbury.
Oh, yeah, Pillsbury.
Pillsbury boy?
I think.
I think Pillsbury is a drink.
No.
Oh, no, yeah, Pillsbury Doughboy. That's what you're thinking, a little
yeah.
white dude.
Yeah, okay, so who are you talking?
Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee. Chef Boyardee.
But I love Chef. That was pretty good. I don't know who that was, who I was doing.
Yeah.
That.
Who said that?
The kid in the Chef Boyardee commercials. I don't know.
But I love Chef.
Whatever. I'm trying to think of an impression to do, but I can't think of anybody else.
SpongeBob.
No, I can't do SpongeBob.
Patrick.
No, I can't do Patrick.
Yeah, you can. You did it like the other day. It's pretty good.
I don't remember.
Can you do Squidward?
I don't think I can do any of these now that I'm thinking about it.
Can you do...
He's just like, ha, ha. He just got that weird shit with his nose.
Just, ha.
Yeah, 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 exactly. I guess if you just plug your nose.
Hey, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Three Krabby Patties coming up.
Three.
Douchebag.
Hey.
That was not very good.
Nah.
It's fine. We live on. Anyway, let's...
Next song?
Let's do it safely like we do here at WMFO with our WMF... .. UCK condoms. And I'm feeling milky.
You're feeling milky?
I'm feeling milky.
I know where you're, I know
really,
where you're going at. Do you want me to give you a chance?
I went to two formals last weekend.
Really?
And they're both at clubs, and you know, I got booze in a little bit, and really made me want to dance, you know, get moving and grooving.
Oof.
But it wasn't just there on the table. It wasn't free, so...
So what'd you do?
I had to steal it. I had to steal it. Dance.
No.
I went up to the bar. They said, what do you want to drink? I said, give me the milk, boy. Give me the milk. I'm taking a chance. I'm stealing this dance. So you know what we got to listen to. Stolen Dance.
Around the World by Daft Punk.
So close. Stolen Dance
by Milky Chance. All right. Here it goes.
I think, yeah. Hit it.
Bye.
Very milky, that song was.
Milky.
I would wager 2%, probably.
Nah.
You think it's oat milk?
No, no, it's definitely whole milk. But not whole, like cow milk, I mean.
What?
1%.
1%?
Yeah.
I've never really understood the differences in percentage.
Well,
at all.
There's
what's
low
the
fat,
other? What's the other 98%? It's only 2%.
It's water.
Milk? It's just water?
No, it's 2% fat, you dumbass.
Oh! I thought it was just 2% of it was milk. And
but like the cans of lemonade
like,
that says like 1% juice.
1% juice and then like fucking 90% sugar.
Yeah. Nah.
I gotta say, the sun has kind of gone down. Or the clouds have come out.
When the sun... No.
Isn't it supposed to be... Wait, what song were you going for?
I forgot. When the sun... It's like an electronic music, I think. Song.
I totally thought you were going in a different direction. What is this? What is this from?
From SpongeBob.
No way, that's sick. Maybe it's from the movie. You ever seen the SpongeBob movie?
I haven't. It doesn't look very good, but...
It's amazing.
Really? like non-ironically amazing?
That's a good. Less ironic than the Mario movie was.
Oh, but the Mario movie was a masterpiece.
Well, so is the SpongeBob movie. As a kid, it was like the best thing ever.
But it didn't come out when we were kids, though.
SpongeBob movie? It
came out when we were like, what, 14?
SpongeBob movie?
Didn't?
No.
How old were you?
Oh, you know what?
They
made
it.
They made a live. Well, not live. It's like, a sponge.
But like
and a
the
star.
Half and half.
Yeah, that animated one. Well. Whatever.
3D anime.
That came out when we were older, but the movie came out in like 2006, 2007, something like that.
Oh, I didn't even know it was
amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. I remember there was a special that came out once about like the Great Wave, and they were in Hawaii, like the biggest wave of all time that someone had to surf. And they were like, every 1,000 years or so, the perfect wave must fall. And I really thought they were only going to play that episode one time. And then not again for like 1,000 years. So I was like, Mom, I need to watch. Like, we were at a wedding. And I was like, Mom, I gotta go. Like, I gotta watch the new SpongeBob episode. If I don't see it now, I'm never gonna see it in my lifetime. Which was just so stupid.
What did your mom say?
She was like, what is wrong with you? She's like, it's gonna be on, I promise you. I'm like, no, they said every 1,000 years or so. So I saw it. It was pretty good.
When you were a kid, did you, like, very young, did you believe that, like, obviously, like, I don't know, not deep down, did part of you believe that these cartoons were, like, every all of these episodes you were watching it live, or you were, like, fully conscious that it was, like, a recording? Not a recording, but, like, you know.
Like a replay?
Yeah.
Maybe when I was really young, but I realized because... At some point, I'd seen, of some shows, almost every episode, like, several times.
That's true, eventually. You know?
Like, I knew it. But I loved it.
No, yeah.
Kids these days don't understand, like, they don't have the TV watching experience. They just stream stuff. They don't have to wait. They don't have to either wait for your show to come on.
Or zap.
Or just, like, turn on your favorite channel and watch whatever's on,
yeah.
You know? Like, I remember, like, if I'd be watching, I don't know. It could literally be anything. If I'm watching, like, Nickelodeon, and an iCarly episode comes on, I'm like, oh, I love this one. Like, I've seen it 3 times. I know I like it. I'm still excited. I'm like, oh, awesome. I get to see it again.
Like, oh, today
because
it's
I haven't,
this episode.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You know what else
I feel
they
bad for kids.
They don't have?
What?
You're watching Cartoon Network, and the ad comes on, and you go to Nickelodeon. And the ad comes on, and you go to Disney.
That was my entire life.
Right?
Switching between those 3 channels.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if there's a show you don't like. But that was the beauty of it. When you had 3 channels that were perfect, there was always something to watch.
Yeah, but even when you didn't like any of it, you just sucked it up, and maybe you ended up liking it.
Exactly. I watched a bunch of random shows. Like, there were the shows that I watched every time they were on, and then there were the other ones that I was like, all right, nothing else is on. I guess I'll watch it. I'm trying to think of an example. I remember Cartoon Network had a bunch of random shows. The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that bunch randomly. Courage the Cowardly Dog just scared the absolute shit out of me as a kid.
I never watched that one.
You're good. It was not for kids. I was just like scarred by
what
that
was it
show.
About?
It was about a little purple dog that lived with these like grandparents or old people on like a farm in the middle of nowhere where a bunch of weird stuff happened.
Okay.
Pretty much like scary.
So was it
things.
Like scary show?
Yeah.
But was it not for kids as in like there was like...
Just like it scared me.
Okay. It's just scary.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. My favorite show on Cartoon Network, actually, it's really tough. Well, one of my favorite shows of all time, and
again with the all time.
No, this one's for real. Has been a very significant influence on the person I am today and my sense of humor.
Seinfeld.
That, but on Cartoon Network, Regular Show. Have you ever saw that show?
Regular Show. Wait, which one's
legitimately
that one?
One of the best shows, cartoons of all time. Way ahead of its time.
2009?
Yeah, way ahead of its time.
Oh, no,
and
man.
It still holds up. I've been watching a couple episodes this year. Really holds up.
For some reason, when this, at least when it came to Argentina, I felt like I was too old to watch this.
2009?
I know, yeah, that's what I mean. I was 10.
I would think you were too young to watch, honestly.
Really? No, like, I never even gave it a chance, but I was like, I wasn't really watching cartoon. I would watch Disney a lot. I would watch Cartoon Network when I was, like younger. Like,
yeah,
the
I
Kids Next Door, what is it?
Oh, Codename Kids Next Door is so underrated.
So good.
That was really good.
The games, remember the games, I don't know if you played them in, like, the Flash games of, like, Cartoon Network
online. On the website?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the Ben 10 game all the
time.
Ben
10,
because that was obviously my favorite show growing up, because I am Ben 10.
You narcissist.
It was so cool as a kid. People would hear me and like, oh my god, you're the real Ben 10. We actually convinced someone that I was.
Ben.
Yeah. Well, and 10, last name.
Kids are stupid.
Yeah, well, yeah. I got an idea. Why don't you play a song?
And then we have to do a PSA.
And I will pick a PSA.
Yeah, this is, I'm going to play a song called Fool's Gold. Have you heard it?
No, don't play that one.
Yeah, we're playing that one.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a good song.
Maybe I've heard of it.
By Briston Maroney. Anyway, enjoy.
All right, Fool's Gold.
Music playing too loud. All the kids dressed in that's your best friend and she's passed out in the backseat. She needs you more than me. If I fall asleep with my hands held tight, you'd be there when I wake. Maybe we can take some let's just listen to some music and go back to bed. Probably didn't hear a single word that I said. Just forget it until the morning.
That was great.
That was Fool's Gold by Briston Maroney. And now it is 1:45 p.m. on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It is PSA time and we have a special one today.
We never
read this one, I think.
No, but very important subject matter.
Let me go there. Wait.
Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans.
Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months.
Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression.
For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO.
WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Educational Radio. Wazowski.
Fuck, the microphone fell. Oh no.
It's okay. Oh, I want to try something. Double mic was asking.
That's pretty
that was
cool.
Sick. See, we get excited by very little things these days.
We have fun with very little.
Yeah, but we do have fun.
We do.
Which is great.
I broke the microphone. No, I didn't break it. Anyway, that was a breastfeeding commercial.
Yes, not
commercial,
breastfeeding.
PSA. It's important.
Important. Important.
According to whoever.
According to the PSA.
All right, can you talk while I do this?
Yeah, I'm trying to
entertain the crowd.
Let's see here. Well, how safe do I have to be?
What? With what?
Cause I did a whole stand-up thing for one of my classes. But it was a little
non-PC.
Well, I don't know about PC. But I don't know. Let's see.
Alright.
I fixed it. Let's make sure yours doesn't fall.
I think it's good. Yeah, it was 420 and I had to be the MC for my storytelling classes.
Story no way.
Slam.
And you got it on 420?
Yeah, so I was just telling a bunch awesome. Of jokes. It was great. I started by talk about 420.
Yeah. Classic.
We've had all these other holidays going on recently. We had Passover. We had Ramadan. Those holidays are not good for eating at all, if you think about it. Meanwhile, 420, the best holiday for eating. I said,
ha, ha, ha. Whoa, no, what happened?
Nothing happened.
Oh, no, something's wrong with my headphones. All right, keep going.
I was like, I hope everyone's been eating good today. I had chicken pot pie, my three favorite things. Bit of a delay, then they got it. It was great.
Oh, there was a delay there? That was funny.
No, not with you, with the crowd. Everyone was like, what? And then they got it, and they were like, oh, man.
Uh-huh.
It was great. I rocked it. I told them,
No. That was supposed to be a crowd.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a crowd.
And? What's the other one?
Oh, I had a bunch.
Go.
I went up there, I pulled out my phone, I was like, I just got this weird notification, I don't really know what to make of it. I just got my STD test back today, and it says 50. What does that even mean? But on the bright side, my IQ test came back, and it's positive. So we're gonna take that as a win. Yeah.
Amazing.
So yeah. You know Tucker Carlson?
Who? Tucker Carlson, yes.
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone? Where did he go?
He got fired.
No way.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Thanks.
He's trying to reveal too much stuff, honestly. I've seen a couple of interviews where Nelk? I'm pretty sure he did an interview with Nelk.
He got fired.
This is like yesterday.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you mean he was revealing too much? Okay, give a bit of context who this man is.
For the conspiracy episode.
Yeah, sure.
He was talking, I saw a whole bit about him talking about Epstein, about how he was definitely murdered, about how he has all
these really?
Time. Yeah.
For those who don't know, this is the Fox News guy.
Honestly, the Epstein thing is not even a conspiracy. Like, he was 100% murdered.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Really?
Yeah. I should, right? I should research.
Basically, the two guards on duty were like passed out somehow.
What?
And like they both fell asleep. The two cameras in his cell stopped working.
Nah.
Coincidentally, while everything else was was working. They said he hung himself, which was just like logistically not possible with what he had. But and also he was reporting like in the days before his death, he was like, I'm fine, like I would never kill myself.
Yeah.
We'll do some more research for the next time.
Okay. Well, why would someone... Like, you would think if people try to make it pretend like it's a suicide, they would do a better job.
I mean, they did as good a job as you can do to get someone who's in jail. Without being caught.
You think it wasn't like an... Like, the jail manager, whatever, didn't know about this?
I don't know. They probably had it inside, guys.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll save that for in 2 weeks.
Let's play this short song and then we'll do something.
This is Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Is it Sly or Slay? Sly.
Sly. You know.
Tell us a little about it before.
People are all different. Come in different shapes, sizes.
Yeah.
Round is a shape.
Round?
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
It is.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you look up at the sky, see all those stars, you zoom out, there's so many universes out there.
Mm-hmm.
So many galaxies.
But not universes. I don't think you can see them.
So many galaxies, I should say. In the grand scheme of things, we are so insignificant.
Hey.
But
you're significant to me.
What we are, really, are just everyday people walking around the earth. It don't matter how much money you have. It don't matter what kind of job you have.
Yeah.
We're just everyday people.
Yeah.
Trying to get by day on this floating rock in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. So, this song is about everyday people by Sly and the Family Stone. So catchy, I gotta say. If you don't know this one, it's very catchy.
From their album Stand.
Yeah.
This is Everyday People.
Yep.
By Sly and the Family Stone. Have fun. Enjoy. Take a deep breath. And listen. Welcome back. That was an amazing song by Sly and
the Family Stone.
Everyday People, 1969.
Wow, 69. Long time ago. Here we are in 23. It's kind of wild, eh?
It is. How time flies. Speaking of time,
It appears we're coming up on the end of the hour.
We are.
It is the best hour of the week, both for us and for you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
1 p.m. on Tuesdays. You're going to miss us. We're going to miss you. It's just how it is.
We will, I don't know. I hope we can stay in touch. We can leave our personal emails when we
slide into the gram.
Oh, yeah. We could drop our social media handles on the last show.
Yeah.
Please feel free to follow us if you've been, you know, joining us along for the ride of the Juan Chicken Tenzer Express.
Our LinkedIn's.
LinkedIn, feel free to connect. Ben Tenzer.
Juan Ignacio Tognini.
He doesn't even know his own name.
Yeah, I forget sometimes that my actual name is not that.
Perhaps a podcast is in our future.
Maybe. Maybe we'll join forces.
Radio show.
From forces, LA and New York.
In New York.
Anyway, well, it's been a wonderful show and a wonderful day. With wonderful people and a wonderful co-host right here next to me.
Oh, well, thank you.
We found a WMFO condom. We're going to keep it because it's kind of cool.
WMF Uck. Do It Freeform here at www.mfo.org.
So you know what to do if you see your special someone today. Freeform.
Freeform, freeform. Little breaststroke, little butterfly.
Anyway, have a great day. This is Flagpole Sita, and this is the end of the show, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week!
Bye-bye.
What?
You told them all I was crazy. They caught on.